We had a very frank conversation. And it was interesting that both Democrats and Republicans and the president understood what the American people had to say on Election Day, I think, pretty clearly. Because the president and Democrat leaders acknowledged that the American people want us to create jobs and to cut spending.
It's no secret that we have had differences that have led us to part ways on many issues in the past. But we are Americans first, and we share a responsibility for the stewardship of our nation.
In summary, a strong majority of those who answered the survey, more than two-thirds, do not object to gays and lesbians serving openly in uniform. The findings suggest that for large segments of the military, repeal of Don't Ask, Don't Tell, though potentially disruptive in the short term, would not be the wrenching, traumatic change that many have feared and predicted. I am determined to see that if the law is repealed, the changes are implemented in such a way as to minimize any negative impact on the morale, cohesion, and effectiveness of combat units that are deployed, about to deploy to the front lines.
The Senate passed the food safety bill. It would give the FDA more power to order product recalls. The government wouldn't have to wait for companies to issue voluntary ones, and the House passed a similar bill last year.
This is the first launch on a commercial basis here, and it'll be distributed in seven key markets in the United States. Next year, we hope to take it to Europe. We'll rebrand it under the Opal brand in Ampera, but it will be produced internationally. First coming off the line today. And this will be the center, if you will, of our manufacturing while we ramp up our first real effort in the electric car arena.